From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has followed through with another campaign pledge directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
Speaking to members of the Department of Homeland Security Wednesday, Mr. Trump said he was taking aim also at the flow of illicit drugs. The wall will be a major undertaking costing billions. The announcement received sharp criticism from immigrant advocate groups. There are an estimated 11 million undocumented workers in the U.S. Meanwhile, Mexico's Senator Armando Ríos-Peter denounced the move as a hostile act toward Mexico. The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington next week. Gambia's newly elected president, Adama Barrow, is expected to return to the country Thursday after being sworn in at the embassy in Senegal before longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh went into exile. Mr. Barrow's spokesman, Khalifa Sala, explained the delayed return.
Because he had to thank those people who've actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace, consult with them before making his way back to the country.
Mr. Barrow defeated Jammeh in a December election, which Jammeh refused to recognize. Meanwhile, a West African military force entered the country the following day after Mr. Jammeh left, the new president asking the ECOWAS troops to stay 6 months. This is VOA News. The New York Times reports the Trump administration is considering executive orders to drastically cut U.S. funding of international organizations, including the UN. Citing unnamed sources, the paper said the orders would also begin a process to review and potentially abrogate certain forms of multilateral treaties. President Trump is calling for a major investigation into alleged voter fraud in last November's presidential election. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
I think in terms of registration, where you've got folks on rolls that have been deceased or moved or registered in two counties. This isn't just about the 26 election. This is about the integrity of our voting system.
He said more details will be available soon. The issue gained traction Tuesday when Spicer repeated to reporters Mr. Trump's claim that between 3 and 5 million immigrants illegally voted for his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton. Forces loyal to Libya's Eastern Administration said Wednesday they have taken complete control of a long-contested western district of the city Benghazi. If confirmed, capture of the Ghanfuta district would be a major gain for the Libyan National Army after contesting control of the city with Islamist fighters for the past 2 years. New U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis will make his first foreign trip to Japan and South Korea beginning February 1st. Pacific Forum analyst Brad Glosserman said it's a significant move given the concerns of top Asian U.S. allies.
It also could mean that they are anticipating an immediate challenge from that part of the world. You go to where you expect you're going to have to be doing something, and so they're laying, I think, groundwork for some of that, as well as dampening tensions.
Mattis expected to discuss Japan-U.S. security ties and maritime tensions with China. In South Korea, he's expected to exchange views on the nuclear and missile threat posed by North Korea. Haiti's president-elect Jovenel Moïse Wednesday was questioned by a judge over allegations he laundered money and received special treatment to get loans as a businessman. Mr. Moïse, set to take power February 7th, has denied the accusations as a smear campaign by his political opponents. 58-year-old pop star Madonna Wednesday denied she was filing for the adoption of two more children from Malawi, but in the African country for strictly charity work. A judicial spokesman said the singer appeared before a judge about adopting more children. She said in a statement her trip was to check on a children's hospital in Blantyre and work related efforts at the nonprofit group Raising Malawi. Emmy Award-winning American actress Mary Tyler Moore, who starred in two popular TV series in the 1960s and 70s, died Wednesday in New York at 80. Moore portrayed Laura Petrie on The Dick Van Dyke Show and formed her own production company starring in The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The cause of Mary Tyler Moore's death was not made public. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.